Saturn might be the second largest planet in the solar system, but like gas giant neighbor Jupiter, it's a triumph of show over substance.
Well, Saturn is, first of all, a big giant gas ball. Actually, it's a big giant ball of fluid, and the outer parts of it are gases, atmospheres. But as you go deeper, it gets hotter and hotter, and also gets more pressurized. And so as you get down deep enough, you start getting sort of fluid effects.
Saturn is a big boy. But pound for pound, a cosmic lightweight. It's big enough to swallow 765 Earths, but as the least dense planet, it would float on water. Like Jupiter, this is a world with nowhere to stand. With no solid surface, it's hard to measure how long a day is. Though the cloud tops go around about every 11 hours. But it's what's up above, not down below, that will draw the crowds to Saturn.
It's just hard to imagine anything more beautiful than the ring system. They're the first thing that any kid with a telescope wants to look at.
Spotting these rings from a backyard telescope is a treat. In an instant, they can all but disappear when Saturn tilts toward the sun.
The overwhelming thing that you as a space tourist would be struck by is how incredibly thin they are.
They are no thicker than about one or two stories in a modern-day building.
By golly, this time for a snap.
Interested in seeing for yourself? Strap in, space travelers. It's quite a ride.
Roger, roll, Atlantis.
After 7 years and a billion miles of space, the Cassini-Huygens spacecraft faces its greatest challenge on June 30th, 2004.